Coach McCaffrey, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Thanks as always. Coach, could you please start us off with an opening statement before we get to questions?
Yeah, we're really excited to head to New York. I think everyone is thrilled to have the opportunity to play our tournament in Madison Square Garden. We played better yesterday than we had been playing. We've been close a few times recently. It was nice to get over the hump and get a win against a really good Northwestern team. And we're excited about our trip. We leave tomorrow.
Thank you, Coach. We will now open up to questions from the media.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Chad Des Moines Register.
Good morning, Coach. Just wanted to ask about the last four times you've been to the Big Ten tournament, lost the first game. Curious if you've any common threads there and any lessons you've learned that you can apply to this trip.
No, I mean, we approach every game the same way. So, we just hadn't played well the last couple times. Like you said, we'll try to play better tomorrow. I mean, Wednesday.
And then as you look back, I think Aaron White told me a while, 4 years ago when you had the foreign trip, team sort of ran out of gas there. Do you feel like, this team has enough energy to make a run and, going forward?
I would say this. The foreign trip has nothing to do with energy level in March. That thing was in August. I don't agree with that assessment at all. There's no reason why any team this time of year shouldn't have enough energy to compete well in a conference tournament. Now, you might lose to a good team. You might not shoot it well. You might miss the front end of a 1-on-1, but it has nothing to do with energy.
And our next question comes from the line of Nathan Baird, Journal and Courier.
Hi, Fran. Obviously, with the timing of the conference tournament this year, a lot of teams are going to be dealing with how to build momentum into the postseason while also having to take some time off. Any situations like that that you've encountered earlier in your career, and how did you go about, kind of trying to balance maybe getting rest but also keeping an edge with your team?
In the MAC, we always finished on Monday night. The bids came out the following Sunday, and we were fortunate enough to win the tournament three times. So, I dealt with it three times. It could be a little bit more in this case, but not much. It's kind of like this. You play the schedule you have. You don't overthink it. Okay, so whoever goes to the tournament and, somebody might lose early this week who's actually going to go. I mean, that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is, you evaluate your team at that time. Do you have anybody who's banged up? Well, that gives them rest. That's a wonderful thing. If you're not banged up, all right, how hard do you go? Well, maybe you do a ton of shooting. Maybe you go back to basics and work on fundamentals. Maybe you work on your press or your late game action. Maybe do some situational stuff, because as you get into the tournament, you're probably going to be in close games. But you definitely manage the health and welfare of your players in terms of their legs. You got to be in shape, but you don't want to kill them and wear them out in that period of time. I don't think it's that big a deal. It's one of those things when all of a sudden the team gets upset and they say, if the team gets upset, that was not the reason. Because anytime you go into the NCAA tournament, you're going to play somebody good.
And our next question comes from the line of Adam Jarity, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Fran. I'm writing a story about how teams have tried to defend Cade Bates Diop this season, and obviously you guys seem to do a much better job on him the second time around. I just wonder what the adjustment was like from game one to game two, going against a player like that.
You know what? I don't know if it was anything that sophisticated, to be honest with you. If you remember the first game, He got going early, which is the last thing you want when you're dealing with a great player. But the thing that impressed me in that game, we jumped him at the beginning of the second half and got right back in it.
Right.
And he went on like a personal 10-0 run to just kind of distance their team from our team. And I was really impressed by that. Somebody needed to step up there because we had all the momentum. We were at home. And that was really one of the most impressive things that I dealt with this year. And I give all the credit to him and to Chris because they set him up. They put him in different locations, and he's a handful. You know, you can post him. You can pop him to the high post. He does stuff in transition. He takes it himself off the dribble. When we played him over there, I don't think he was really looking to score as much. Like, it's kind of like he reads the situation and reacts accordingly. Do I need to go get buckets right now? I'll do that. If I need to just move it, facilitate a little bit more, I'll do that. If I need to make a defensive play or get a rebound, I'll do that. And to me, that's why he's not only one of the best players in our league, but one of the best players in the country.
And that's what I was curious about, because the first time he took 11 twos against you guys, the second time he only took two. I was wondering if you felt he was looking at the game differently or if you made a conscious effort to take that part of his game away.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say it was on him. I would say he just wants his team to win. And he'll do what he has to do to make his team win. You know, if he takes fewer shots and other guys are going, that's fine with him.
And our next question comes from the line of Scott Ritchie, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Fran. You overcame a 20-point deficit to beat Illinois earlier this season.
And your next question comes from the line of Kay Campbell, Great Lake Post.
Hey, Fran, how are you?
Good.
When you look at the Big Ten tournament this year, just a impressive game, impressive field as usual. But when you look at a team like Illinois, what do you remember from that game?
I was impressed with Illinois, and I mean that sincerely. I thought they were ready to play. You know, they compete as well as any team on our schedule. Brad's got them playing hard. I thought they shared the ball. They play a lot of guys, so they come in with energy, and a lot of different people contribute. They just kind of keep coming. They play a different style, and it's hard to adjust to sometimes, but you have to adjust to it. And they were really close to having a substantially better record. I mean, there's a three or four games that I can remember that, I mean, they were right there. They hit big shots late. I mean, our game was certainly one of them, but there were quite a few other. The Maryland game, I remember at their place, had it won, kind of a goofy situation at the end. So they're a team that I think has everybody's respect without question.
Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.